Get to the Point, the podcast that gives the students perspective of what is happening at Point Road Elementary School.
I'm Charlotte.
I'm Lucy.
And I'm Henny, your host for today.
For our fourth grade action research project, we decided we wanted to understand more about healthy eating options from our school menu.
Today we were able to interview Ms. Colleen from Simplified Culinary since she is the person that thinks about the menu for the school. Our genius at organizing questions is how can we persuade students here at Point Road to eat healthier foods?
Our first question is, how do you guys figure out all the prices for all the foods here at Point Road School?
Well, first, let me say thank you for having me today. I'm very excited to be here and very excited that you guys are so interested in healthy foods. Our prices are carefully calculated using a formula that is based on our food cost. So whatever the food costs us, we have to charge maybe two times the amount or sometimes three times the amount depending upon the item. And the extra will take care of paying our employees, some upkeep in the kitchen, the bills that we have to pay, and then we like to make a little bit of profit for the schools.
Okay. Our next question is, have prices and meals changed over the years that you have worked at Point Road? And if they have, how have they changed?
The meals change. We generally do like our chicken nuggets and our pizza day and our, what else do we have? Our chicken patty day. The students really like those items. And then we change it up on Fridays, every Friday. But next year we're excited that we're getting a new kitchen here. So you're probably going to see a lot of different options next year.
Kids do not know about the extras that you have to buy with the meal, such as veggie cups, to make it a complete meal. Have you noticed a lot of kids buying certain food groups every day?
Yes. Well, we try to get the word out about the complete meal. We have it listed on the menu every month, and we actually had a table set up at back to school night, which was very successful. We had a lot of parents come through where we had the table set up, and we had samples of what a complete meal was, whether it was a bagel complete meal or a regular complete meal. And then we have our lunch ladies, our staff that's there every day, try to encourage the students to take. If you notice near the register is a tray of fresh vegetables that are cut and fresh fruit that is cut, and that, you know, goes along with your complete meal. So, you know, we try to get the word out.
I agree that most kids hardly know about the extras like milk and veggies that come with every meal. Also, to keep kids healthy, the lunch lady should hand out fruit and veggie cups with the hot option and encourage students to pick up a milk or chocolate milk with every meal, whether kids like buying lunch or not. Do you agree with this method?
Yes, I absolutely agree with this method. I think it's a great idea, and I think maybe we should encourage the kids a little bit more than we do.
Would you be up to possibly changing the menu or lowering the prices for healthy options?
Well, I am extremely proud of our lunch program, and I think that the healthy options that we have, if you pay close attention, are comparable to the snack items that we sell. So your listeners can't see this right now, but I brought each of you a little healthy option, and these are prepared in our kitchen every day. Our staff comes in and they hand cut all these fresh fruits and vegetables. So this is hand cut carrots, celery, and cucumbers, which has a ranch dip. This is a little simple salad for anyone who chooses. It has just lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers with a little vinaigrette on top. We also make these yogurt parfaits with fresh, crunchy, delicious granola and hand-cut fresh strawberries. This is a large fruit cup, and it has strawberries, pineapples, and grapes. And we also sell this in a small form, which is less money. You guys see those, right? So these are all in the case the drink case where you get your drinks. This is delicious. So this is like fresh cheese and fruit and crackers. Yeah, like a little tiny charcuterie board. I don't know if you've ever tried this, but this is, we call it a quattro layer dip, and it has fresh guacamole, sour cream, salsa, and shredded cheese. and fresh chips, taco chips, and these are also gluten-free for our gluten-free friends. And this is just like a chip and salsa. But you guys are more than welcome to keep these and sample them. And next time you're coming through the lunch line, keep your eye out because we serve them every day.
Okay. If we find some healthy food options, would you be open to considering putting them on the lunch menu?
I certainly would. I actually came up with that idea when I heard that I was going to be a guest on your podcast, that maybe we could come up with like a sale item of the week or of the month, and you guys can contact me and say, this is our healthy option of the month or of the week, whatever we decide. We'll have to work out all the kinks later. But I'll make a big sign, or you guys can make a big sign, and we can promote it to your friends and to your peers, and that'll be the big sale. The big item of the month or the week. Do you like that idea? I'd love working with you guys on something like that. Okay, perfect.
Our final question is, how do you feel about most of the junk food that students here are buying for lunch constantly? I see students buy a bagel and chips every day and throw out the bagel and just eat the chips.
I know. Well, like I said, these are our healthy options that we sell, and we also do sell, you know, we have a snack rack. We could offer them and we could promote them, but we can't make people buy them and we can't make them eat them. So, and unfortunately we see what they buy when they come to the line, but we don't see what they actually eat or throw away when they go back to their lunch table. But I really love the fact that you guys are so interested in helping everyone eat and make healthier choices. I'm very proud of you and I'm willing to work with you on that. We're excited.
Thank you so much for listening to our presentation.
Thank you for having me.
We would love to answer some questions that you might have about our school during our upcoming episodes.
You can send in your questions by emailing prspodcast@littlesilverschools.org. You can also re-listen to our podcast by visiting point-road-elementary.podbean.com.
Make sure to look for our next episode, which will be posted to Class Dojo.
Thanks for listening.